Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
Oh, I was wondering, I got my credit card statement and I see a line in it for Green Ape, and I was wondering what that was.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your shipping zip code?
98055.
Okay, first and last name.
Lloyd McReynolds.
Okay, and then verify the address for security purposes.
1500 South 18th Street, unit number F201, Renton, Washington, 98055.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here for the with your information matching. Did you sign up for the Serenity Drops 500 milligrams?
For what drop?
Serenity Drops. Green
Serenity
Ape.
Drop.
Uh-huh.
Green Ape. Is it a one-time shipment?
Yeah, this here is a one-time shipment as long as it's canceled.
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't remember it coming, but I'm not sure what it would look like. What is it, a laundrette? What is it, medication?
It's Serenity Drops. Yeah, it's basically, I think a lot of people take it for like it's something similar to like CBD oil.
That's not what it is, but it's similar to that.
Yes. Basically, like if you have pain, arthritis, a lot of people get the drops and they put it like under their tongue, or you can apply it to your skin. So are you saying that this is fraud? You didn't sign up, or which one are you saying so I can know how to handle it?
Well, I don't want to get any more shipments of it.
So I'm saying, did you sign up for it? And you saying you just don't want to get anything reoccurring?
Right. I'm not sure I signed up for it, but I can't, I don't want to discover something later and say, oh, geez, I do have it. But I'm looking through my stuff here. Is it a drop rather than a pill?
Yeah, this right here says Serenity Drops, 500 milligrams. What do you have there?
Well, all I have is, I do have one drop, but I think I picked it up at the pharmacy. This is a omega-3 fish oil drop. No, that's not it. That's the only drop I'm finding.
Yeah, this here is like, essential oil.
Essential oil.
Basically, people use it for relaxation, keep you calm, things like that, make you sleep good. It helps get you a good night's sleep. Basically, just say like if you're stressed out.
I see.
But you're saying you don't have any drops, any kind of bottles?
I'm looking again in the second bathroom. I hate to hold it on the line, but I'm not here. Let me see what it says here. You know, it's nasal spray. And nasal spray, yeah, I had nasal issues. But no.
So you don't have anything that says Green Ape, CBD oil, Serenity Drops, none of that. You don't have anything that says that.
One more check here. I don't want to. I hate to hold you on the line.
Oh, you're fine now because, like I said, let's see. Yeah, because we have the one you have is drops. It will be like in a bottle. And then we do have soft gels, but you didn't get that in gummies. But yours says the drop, so it will be in a bottle.
Okay. Oh gosh.
And it should be more than one.
More than one?
Yeah. It's showing here. This is a 5 bottle monthly. So showing here. It should be 5 bottles.
Oh,
at 500 milligrams.
Those are good sized bottles then?
I mean, it will be like a regular
500 milligrams.
It will probably be like
milligrams.
A It says it's 500 milligrams, and it should be 5 bottles.
No, I'm not finding it, but it could be. Let's just discontinue any shipping. Any further shipping? Is that good?
We can do that. Give me 1 second.
If I find them later, can I call back?
So you're saying that you don't have anything, but you don't know. So you're saying you don't know if you signed up, because let me see if it shows it was.
Yeah.
It shows the bottles was delivered to you on November the 11th. It's December now.
Oh, November 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's let it go.
All right, let's see. Give
it could have been delivered to my dad's address where I was watching over him. It could be over there.
What's your address? Because we have the 1500 South 18th Avenue.
Okay, then it did come here then.
That's your address, yes. I don't know what happened. Maybe you've gotten it and maybe you don't know where it's at because it's been so long ago. It's been like a month ago or something.
Yeah, and I've been going to my dad's across the state often because he's not doing too well. So,
all right. That's fine.
Spend a lot of time here. Okay.
All right. So basically, on the bottles. Okay. Would you like to continue the bottles in the future at a 20% discount?
No.
All right. Would you like to do a 60-day billing at the 20% discount?
No. No. I don't want to get anything else right this time.
All right. I was just trying to get you set up with the discount. But give me 1 second if you don't want to do the discount. We'll get it. What we'll do is we'll cancel it. Just go back and see. I'm sorry. I've been having problems. All week I've been having internet problems. It's been out all day today since 8:30. I just got back on. I get off at 5 o'clock. And yesterday it was out about three hours. So you can imagine how I'm feeling right now that I'm losing all my time.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like I said, it's really in a bad because it's like you can't help it, but I can't help it because the internet has been down. But and then my kids are at home; they do home, virtual. Then they're making all the kids go back to school. So you got to think if your kids are at home, you can't go to your job and work. So that's like now I'm losing out on money, because of the internet service.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
I know, if I didn't have my kids at home doing homeschool, I could go work there. And then now they're making all of the kids come back home.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, because they said that a lot of kids been getting the virus. So now, starting Monday, all kids have to be back at home virtual.
What state am I calling?
This is in Alabama.
Alabama, huh? I'm in Washington.
Oh, God, Lord. Well, there's no telling what's going on up there.
Same thing.
I bet y'all have it. Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
There's no reception anywhere. Okay.
I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, because just even going to the store, I just got back from the store, and it's so nerve-wracking.
I know. I've been had some. This, I'm telling you, working at home is a good thing, but the internet is the only issue you have. At least when you're working in-house, you don't have to worry about that. But then, like I said, now that they got the kids that, at home, people can't go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go in, so it's kind of inconvenience on both ends,
You can't go into the school.
Yeah, because I can't go into the plant yet because my kids are at home. And then now they're making it permanently where everybody's going to be at home. So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's going to come next.
I know. I mean, I'm just hoping that they can be patient because I mean, it's not my fault on either end. It's not my fault about the kids being home. It's not my fault about the internet. I mean, I can't help that. But at the same time, you know, like I said, even with daycares and the YMCA, they're only accepting so many kids. And the problem is you don't want your kids in a place like that with the coronavirus going on.
Oh, right.
So you see what I'm saying? So it's like it's a no-win situation. It's just basically everybody's put in a situation and we just need to try to get help, you know, just need to make sure you can work with people because, I mean, I'm trying to do this. I've been frustrated. I mean, it's Christmas time. I've been down since 8:30 this morning and yesterday, 3 hours. So I don't really have any hours for this week. And then I can work overtime, but then you got your kids, you got your family, you know? So it's just like, I don't know. This has just been the worst year of my life. Like, I can tell you that. When this pandemic hit, it destroyed everything. Because, like I said, I was at my job. My daughter was, the kids were at school. No problem. Had that situated. Now, all of a sudden, all this happened, and it's just been a disaster.
Yeah, and the trouble is, there just doesn't seem to be a resolution or
vaccine. I know.
Yet. It's close. Supposedly, it's close to a vaccine. But I don't know. I think it has to be tried out first. So
yeah. I don't want to try it on me. Look, I don't want it.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I probably won't be one of the first wave recipients anyway. Of course, it could. And younger people. I'm 68 years old. 68
or
69, I think. Yeah. I know. Let's see here.
Yeah, it is. I don't.
Yeah, I got some stuff in the mail. I'm trying to find it. I'm not locating it yet. And
You said you're checking your email?
No, I'm checking around my bedroom for the medication. Not the medication, just the stuff that you listed there. That's all right. Okay, well, this is good enough. Just put it down for the one time, though I can't find it.
You said what happened?
Well, I'm not finding it, but that doesn't mean that it isn't. It could be in it.
Oh, did you check your spam? Because sometimes it'll be in there, too.
Oh, I'm not looking on the computer. I'm actually looking for the product it's supposed to be.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were saying that you were, I thought you were just saying that, that you were looking for the email. Oh, so you were saying you can't. So I did. So, yeah, check it. Like I said, because it showed, like I said, that's been almost a whole month ago.
All I have is Physio 2.
Yeah, like I said, it should on the bottle. It should say. What does it say?
Physio. This is Physio 2. This is not a liquid. something else.
Yeah, this right here is going to say, oh, Serenity drops 500 milligrams, and it should be 5 bottles.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You're fine. I can understand that. Uh-oh, we got static going on. Yeah, I can understand you're trying to find it because, like you said, you just need to know. Because, like I said, if you didn't, I mean, which it has all your information, magic shows it was delivered unless somebody else has all your information besides you.
No. Wouldn't be anybody besides me.
Oh, okay. Well, did you take them to your dad's house, maybe? Is that why you...
Yeah.
You may have taken them to your dad's house maybe to let him try it. Because like I said, it is for like pain. If people have pain, it helps you sleep better, relax. So it's that calming oil, relaxation oil. So like you said, you know, you may have taken some over there to let him try it out.
Right. Okay, well, let's go ahead with not getting any more shipments of it.
All right, I got you canceled out. Do you want to, like I said, do you want to write down the cancellation number or do you want to check it through your email?
Through the email. Maybe I could write it down too.
I was going to say, yeah, that's fine. Let me know when you want to write it down.
Okay, ready. I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's for cancellation. Your number is going to be 45. E as in elephant. 64. E as in elephant. C as in cat. C as in cat. 69.
Okay, I've got it.
All right, so that's your cancellation number.
And the company again is what is which company?
This is just a third party call center. It's going to be wherever you made this purchase. Serenity Drops. Serenity Drops. Yeah, it'll be for that. Yes.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
All right, you're so welcome, sir. And if you have any other problems, if you find it or don't, you can still always give us a call back.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day and stay safe.
You too. Goodbye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.